By Abu Imad, who's near Babaram Road in Homs. Abu, can you give us an update on the security situation today?
We still have tanks surrounding the area. We still have shelling, and they're taking a new way. At the last few days, they're bringing trucks, military trucks, and civilian trucks. And they keep it in an Insha'at neighborhood. You know, it's a kind of wealthy neighborhood, and they're stealing the houses at night. They're taking everything inside the houses, including the TVs, furniture, everything in the houses.
We've heard that the security situation has worsened since reports that the British photographer Paul Conroy has been smuggled out. Is that something you can confirm?
Actually, I didn't hear you exactly.
Has the security situation worsened in the last 24 hours?
Yani, we're getting surprised of something that every day we think that today is the worst day from the beginning of this attack. We get surprised in the next day, because then the next day is even worse. You know, yani yesterday we had the heaviest bombardment from the beginning of this attack. The day before we had the heaviest bombardment. Today we're having really the heaviest bombardment. So every day is just worse than the day before. It's never getting any lower.
We heard that the 4th Armored Division is involved. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's involved. Yeah, it's that division is involved from the beginning of the attack, not only this attack from 25 days ago, from the beginning of attack at Homs city, 8 months ago, not from now.
What have you witnessed today?
Yeah, the horrible thing that we're trying to move to the outside world right now. What happened yesterday? 64 people killed, slaughtered at a checkpoint just outside Baba Amr neighborhood while they were trying to get out of the neighborhood. I don't know if you heard something about that, but we're interested in that right now.
We've reported that. Has there been...
We're still checked of that actually here in the area. That how could they do that? The people were trying to get out of the neighborhood with their families, women, children, young people, old people. And they took the young men and slaughtered them, 64 of them. So, we still can't believe that. And they knew that they're from Baba Amr and killed them because they're from Baba Amr, not because they were demonstrating or doing anything else. Because, it's written on the IDs here in Syria that where are you from? So it was written on their IDs that they're from Baba Amr, and they killed them because of that, because they're from Baba Amr area.
Do you know how many women and children were among them?
No, they're missing until now. The women and children and the old people, they're missing. They just killed the young people and they kidnapped the others.
Do you have the names of the 64 that died?
No one actually has the names right now at this moment, because no one knew that families was going to escape and or going to get out of the neighborhood. They're just families tried together to get out of the neighborhood. Then that happened. So we don't know the names every one of them until now. We're trying to get the full list of the names, but we can't until now.
And we've seen footage of.
And you're not talking about 5 or 6 people. You're talking about 64 people.
Yeah, I've seen photographs of them. Were they bound when they were discovered?
They were discovered at that checkpoint, near that checkpoint. It's close to the international way between Homs and Damascus. So the Al-Assad militias took some of them to the hospital, the national hospital here in Homs. And the others were taken by the Red Crescent, and they took them also to the National Hospital there. That's how we reported that there are 64 dead bodies right there by the Red Crescent.
Has their death stopped people trying to escape from Homs?
the people who are able to get out of Homs, if they're not in Bab al-Amr area and they can get out of Homs, some of them actually doing by hundreds and even sometimes by thousands.
You've seen that.
2 days ago we had more than 300 families moved to some place. It's 80 kilometers far away from Homs to the south, in the direction of Damascus. It's some town called Qara. So around 300 families moved to Qara, and something like that. 350 families moved to Dirafiya and Annabik also.
You've seen footage of tanks being operated by rebels in Homs. Is that something you can confirm?
Where exactly? Do you know where exactly so I can confirm that to you?
One of them was in Hamdia on Sunday.
No, they're not tanks. They're armored vehicles. It's not tanks. A tank is something like 272 to T-58, T-82. It's not the tanks. They're not tanks. They're armored vehicles. And maybe they have PMP. And even the PMP is not basically a tank. It's an armored vehicle. But tanks, as tanks, we don't have them.
But you do have armored vehicles.
Yeah, it's not like you think the armored vehicle. It's simply destroyed by an RPG shell or rocket. So you can't fight a tank with armored vehicles. That's the point. They may have tank, I think, one of them in Al Qusair. It's just outside of Homs.
Since we
tanks like the regime army and tanks by 100 or even by tens, we don't have that. We don't even have 5 tanks.
Since we've been talking, there's been this referendum on a new constitution, which the government says is backed by nearly 90% of those who voted. What do you make of the referendum?
I consider that as a joke, because we've just received videos showing the places of the questionnaires. They had the forms of the questionnaire, and they were filled by tens of them by the employee of that place, of that station, and we are put into the boxes. And I can send you the link if you want right now.
Yeah, I think we've seen that too.
So it's really kind of joke. No one can believe that there actually referendum happened here in Syria while the whole city of Homs is closed since something like about a month. I don't know if you know about that, but not any. Now Homs city is closed completely. You can't go outside to buy vegetables, to buy bread, to buy something to eat. So how can you express your mind while you can't eat?
How can you survive in such conditions for so long? It's been 25 days now that the bombardment.
Yeah, it's the day 25th. So basically we're sharing what we have. Basically here in Syria, we try to keep something in the refrigerator or something like that. But we are almost out of them.
And how can you power the refrigerator?
Sorry?
How do you manage to power?
No, we're not powering them, but I said that we had something left in our refrigerators, and that's what we are eating right now besides sharing that we have.
Do you know any more about the reported smuggling out of wounded journalists in Homs?
No, actually, I don't know about it. It's not actually my job to know about it. But I don't think that they can smuggle the reporters outside now, because the place they're gonna smuggle to it is under attack today, which is Al Qusair. And the smuggling way is between Bab al-Amr and Al Qusair. Al Qusair today is under attack. They're trying to enter it, and Bab al-Amr today they try to enter it from the west side of it, from the Blay ground direction. So the two places is under attack today. So I can't think that they're going to smuggle the reporters.
The Red Crescent is distributing food parcels in Homs, they say. Do you trust the Red Crescent?
Of course, Yanni. The Red Crescent basically is composed of our people. Yanni. It's not composed by the regime, it's composed of volunteers, Yanni, who are our friends and brothers.
Why don't the journalists?
Yeah, actually, I had two friends volunteered in the Red Crescent. One of them got killed, and the other is just, yeah, they imprisoned him, and after he took out of the prison, he escaped from this country.
So would you say they were widely trusted?
Sorry?
Would you say they were trusted?
Yeah, the Red Crescent is absolutely trusted here in Syria.
Okay, Abu, thanks very much. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.